producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Second largest snowstorm we've ever had, and we missed setting that record by literally 0.1 inch.
Wow, that was Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York. It was a wild and wacky weekend for plenty of folks up and down the East Coast. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, as we kick off another week here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50 is set. The Broncos and the Panthers win their respective championship games and move on. Did anybody nail the score? We're going to let you know. Plus, don't forget, we're going to have the Super Bowl edition. Still waiting for somebody to win that computer. And I'll let you know if it happened this time around. So the East Coast digging out is the big story, the monster storm. It was wild to see the pictures. I think in my own backyard where I grew up, my cousins were constantly every hour feeding me pictures of what they were doing. Eventually, they were able to get there and get out on sleds. I remember talking about my flexible flyer. Got a lot of emails from some of you who finally recalled your days with coasters and sleds and whatnot, but it was ridiculous. I mean, we were talking about lots and lots of snow. How much snow? Federal offices in D.C. are closed because there's cleaning up. The Long Island Railroad reopens some tracks. About 80% of riders are able to jump back on for the tracks. And meteorologists are pretty much saying across the board, the refreezing that's likely in states that saw lots of snow, that's the scary part. That's when Monday morning's commute is nightmarish. Or for some of you third shifters, you probably had a hard time. If you're working and listening to me in some sort of office, then it might have been tough for you to get into to wherever you're heading. I know that I got, as I said, many emails, and we'll hit the mailbag in this hour and let you know what people had to say listening to us and our various affiliates in New Hampshire. Of course, nothing new for them, and they didn't get massive snow. It was really that Washington, Philadelphia, South Jersey, New York City, some in Charlotte, some in the South, areas that were hit the hardest. The bottom line is the snow stopped falling, but it's not business as usual because of that refreeze. Limited flights are resuming at airports on Monday in Washington. They're still digging out runways after the storms. Now, the storms killed at least 15 people, grounded thousands of flights, shut down travel in most of our biggest cities. I have a thing on my iPhone called Flight Tracker. And normally, you see so many ridiculous amounts of flights. They show you little planes, and you click on it, and it'll tell you what the plane, you know, where it's coming from and that kind of thing. There was nothing. I mean, it was just like a ghost town. Nothing at all. And it was record snowfalls. So check this out. Glengarry, West Virginia. It's kind of a small town, about 85 miles northwest of Washington, give or take, 42 inches of snow. JFK Airport, 31 inches. Baltimore, Washington International, Thurgood Marshall Airport, 29.2 inches. Washington Dulles International Airport, boy, I've flown in there a bunch, 28 inches. Newark, 28 inches. Central Park in New York City, 26.8 inches, second highest total since 1869. Philadelphia, 22 inches. In New Jersey, remember Superstorm Sandy, my family living in the area, I watched to see what was happening in Cape May, New Jersey. That's where we used to go when I was a kid. There was water everywhere. They say everybody was affected by it. In Sea Isle City, same thing. Water rushing in to houses. A lot of commotion. Low-lying areas smashed. Lots of devastation. In some cases, at the Jersey Shore, South Jersey, worse than during Superstorm Sandy. In North Wildwood, the high tide was much higher than they thought, caught a lot of the townspeople running around off guard, caught them off guard, not expecting this to happen. They had lots and lots of evacuations and scary situations. Here's what Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, had to say about the weather there.
We have a whole team that is all they deal with are flooding issues. And when the snow starts to melt, we have preparations in place to move in their emergency operations center to deal with any flooding issues that occur.
Yeah, so tough for cars. Interstate 77 in West Virginia, 200 car pileup. Can you imagine? And see, there's the thing. Then you're freezing trying to get out of there. In Kentucky, some of you listening to me in the great state of Kentucky, people were stranded in a 35-mile stretch of Interstate 75, they say, for as long as 19 hours from Friday afternoon to Saturday morning. That is craziness. But you know what? You can only get to so many people, and especially with blinding snow, and this was the danger all along when we knew this storm was coming. So, you know, the good news is that so many people had a warning. The bad news is, once the storm comes, like the flooding, for example, not necessarily what they were expecting along that area of South Jersey and the Jersey Shore. But, you know, that's, I think anymore, if you know it's going to be, I think if they know it's going to be some kind of blizzard like that, in some areas, in those coastal areas, you just got to start the sandbagging. You just kind of fill up the sandbags and do the best you can. And there were some people that absolutely did that. They absolutely did. Coming up this week, what's on tap in D.C. once everybody digs out? Because I think Monday's going to really be a mess with the amount of snow that they got in D.C. So by the time all that happens, I think there will be people that will come in to work and some that won't. But there's a First Amendment case dividing the Supreme Court, demoted New Jersey cop. We've had our eye on this and we've talked about this one. They're going to decide if the First Amendment covers this public employee fired or demoted pretty much across the board over a boss's misperception that the employee was backing a political candidate. The court last week hashed out the free speech ramifications of a scenario in the case of this Jersey cop who claimed his bosses demoted him after mistakenly assuming he was backing a challenger in a local mayoral race. Jeffrey Hefferman continues to maintain, look, my demotion from detective to basically being back on patrol in 2005 was political payback by my superiors in the Patterson Police Department. He'd been spotted with a campaign sign of a candidate running against the mayor who had the support of the police chief. So anyway, the justices agreed during arguments Tuesday that government officials cannot retaliate against public employees who exercise their rights under the First Amendment. But there was a lot of debate over what happens when public officials act based on a mistaken belief that an employee is involved in political activity. And, you know, Justice Scalia said there's no constitutional right not to be fired for the wrong reason. So this was really twisted, and I think it got lost in the conversation because of so much else that was happening. It's interesting because Hefferman initially won a huge jury verdict against the city, but the judge later tossed the decision and recused himself because of a conflict of interest. So Hefferman's lawyers asked the justices to overturn the appeals court decision. Wow. What do you think? Coming up, did anybody nail the score? We'll let you know.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back on America Tonight. So we know who's going to the Super Bowl now. Yes, the Super Bowl teams I mentioned already, the Panthers and the Broncos. So congratulations to both of those teams, because it's been a long season for the Panthers. They lost only one. Listen to the applause. Woo! Oh, that, those people in Minnesota. Give them a Red Bull or two in our live audience. So Carolina lost one game all year. They move on. For Peyton Manning, he turns 40 in March. This could be his last hurrah. It is, going into the Super Bowl after losing 2 years ago, getting annihilated by Seattle. So here's the deal. Did anybody nail the score? Well, the first game, Denver 20, New England 18, nobody had that score. Tom had the Broncos 24-20, so not bad. Nobody else came close. Most of us had the Patriots. Grimm had Denver 24-19, and we had Shane, who had Denver 27-24, Caroline 23-20, and everybody else had the Patriots, so that wasn't even a question. Carolina heavily picked the Panthers, but 49-15, oh no. Not very many of us said 49-15. In fact, none of us said 49-15. It looked like Arizona wasn't even playing. Carson Palmer, too many mistakes. I had the Cards winning at 31-17. A lot of people had Arizona or the Panthers, but nobody had a blowout score like that. So nobody nailed the score. But the good news is we still have a Super Bowl to be played, and guess what? So that's not this upcoming week, but the following week, and we will do a nail the score for the Super Bowl. What's really interesting about the Patriots game, as I was watching this, Stephen Gostkowski, who is the kicker for the Patriots, I mean, really was this guy who nailed everything. I mean, nailed everything. He was just money in the bank. So the Patriots, in one of their scores, there's a rushing touchdown. It's the beginning of the game, in the first half of the game. It was Steven Jackson's one-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Gostkowski said he took his eye off the ball too soon, hit the wrong part of his foot, and of course the error was very uncharacteristic, so he shanked the kick after the one-yard TD. I mean, he's made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those. It's like a layup. Missing a kick in the first quarter was the difference in the game. It's so funny because I was talking to somebody about the point after and saying, what if this is going to come back to haunt them? And sure enough, it did. Because here's the deal. Brady had to go for two. He made an incredible touchdown with less than a minute to go. But then having to go to get a two-point conversion after an amazing touchdown, that didn't happen. It was blocked. Now, if they hadn't had to have done that, if they had had that point, and then they would have just made the kick, because they could have missed that kick. But let's just play this out. It would have been a tie game and would have gone into overtime. So, oh, he must have felt terrible. In fact, I guess as it was being reported, as players were leaving the locker room, he got a huge hug from a defensive coordinator because he was very emotional. I mean, teammates were defending him. It's not his fault, and we definitely wouldn't be here in the AFC title game without him. He does a lot for this team, and blah, blah, blah. We can't put the heat on him, but the facts are the facts. I mean, they were trailing 7-6. If he had made that kick, it would have been 7-7, and there's so many other scenarios that could have played out that wouldn't have set them up, but bottom line is, I mean, the percentage, the league-wide percentage for extra points, ready peeps, dropped from 99.3% to 94.2% this season, the lowest point after attempt conversion rate since 1982. And what's interesting is, you know, the rules changed and where they were spotted, and so that made a little bit of a difference. And, you know, it's one of those moments where, what a cruel reality that it comes down to that, and it could have been a little bit of a difference. But the bottom line is, listen, the Broncos won, they move on, and that's a question of looking at Carolina as world beaters and what they did to Arizona and how Carolina and Denver matches up. This is Super Bowl 50 in California and San Francisco. What is Denver going to do different? Because, you know, Peyton Manning does not have a strong arm. Tom Brady, he seemed like the shakier quarterback actually during most of the game, but then he's Tom comeback and he came back at the end. But he threw a couple of picks and that was costly. So now with Denver moving on, they're going to have to keep mixing up the ball between the run and the pass. And I think with Carolina, boy, they seem like a team of destiny. I think it's going to be very tough to get by Carolina, and I hope it's a good Super Bowl. I hope it's not a one-sided Super Bowl. How awful would that be for Denver to go through that again? All right, so anyway, the point of telling you all that stuff, giving you a little bit more color, is the fact that nail the score is we still have another one, at least for football, and that will be right before the Super Bowl. So we have a week off, and then that following Tuesday, I'll remind everybody, we'll do another one, and I have a good feeling. That somebody is going to nail it. All right, speaking of nailing it, Trump is gaining in Iowa, still dominating in New Hampshire. He knows it. He's got it. He's not worried about critics and all the nonsense around him. In some ways, he's thin-skinned, but he can afford to be, right? So he uses the Twittersphere. Nobody uses Twitter like Donald Trump. Nobody. So a week, just over a week until the first real results, Trump takes the lead in Iowa. He's got a huge advantage in New Hampshire. The latest round, and you can look at any polls, they're all pretty much the same, but I just did the Fox News state polls, and, you know, he was up again. Trump is better than Ted Cruz in Iowa, getting 34% support among Republican caucus goers. Well, you got to think about this. 2 weeks ago, 23%. Cruz, by the way, is second with 23%, down from 27%. Marco Rubio, third, 12%, down from 15%. And there's nobody else that's in double digits. You know, in the last 2 weeks, a lot of things have happened that might have changed some of that. Fox Business News had a Republican debate. Trump was questioning Cruz's eligibility to be president. Cruz attacked Trump's liberal New York values. So, and then on Tuesday of last week, the governor urged Iowans to vote against Cruz because of his opposition to ethanol. So think about Iowa. And then the former vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin, endorsed Donald Trump. And Republican pollsters are saying, at least some that were asked by reporters, that, you know, maybe we overtrack certain things, but Trump has put a lot of distance between himself and Cruz. You know, a third of Republican caucus goers say they may change their mind. So that's 33%. Even one in four Trump supporters say they ultimately may go with another candidate. I cannot wait to see what these results are. I just can't wait. It seems like we've been talking about this forever, and we have here on America Tonight, because I say this show is about the buzz in the backyard, and all of us are tired of the same old thing. We say this, we voice this. Look, I've said this all along. I'm for term limits. I think we need to go with a different way in electing president, whether it's some other form, meaning if it's not straight popular vote, because I get that some people like the Electoral College, thinking that it's weighted in a different direction because of the smaller states. And this is why I was for a third party for so long, because we just see this logjam. We just see a logjam. But Iowa, here we come. Coming up, we're going to check the mail. Plus, what did Donald Trump say about Palin's endorsement? There was a little funny along the way in the weekend, too. Hang with us.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play around. Let me see what's real.
And lend my support to the next president of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Faye, as Sarah Palin, Donald Trump had something to say about the endorsement of the real Sarah Palin, Donald Trump.
She's amazing, and her level of success with endorsements is tremendous, and the press does not give her her just due, but I will tell you, she's a wonderful woman who loves this country.
All right, so did Sarah Palin's endorsement help at all? We talked about endorsements a little bit and whether or not you cared if who endorsed anyone, and you know there always seems to be a big push for who's endorsing whom, so there you go. It's been interesting to see, first of all, what happened sports-wise, what's going on in the polls, because we're a week away from Iowa, and then, of course, the horrific weather in the East Coast. As I mentioned, those snow totals are unbelievable, unbelievable. Let's go to Jack Alexander. Hello, Jack. How are you?
We are the champions, my friend. Yes, Denver made it to the Super Bowl second year in a row. Although a certain host of a
Let me stop you. As somebody who also works on NBC, this is not the second year in a row. They didn't make it last year. It's the year before when they made it to the Super Bowl. Are you there?
Yeah.
I'm there. I know, time flies. They 2 years ago they made it. 2 years ago they made it. And then they got shellacked by Seattle last year. Yes. Remember, it was Seattle and the Patriots. But yeah, they made it. They're back again pretty quickly.
That's right. Yes, I was still hurting all of last year with
I know, forgetting
The fact that Manning didn't get off the bus the year before. Hopefully, he'll get off the bus this time, and that would be a good thing. Although, what do you think Peyton's going to do after this season? I don't think he'll come back for another year. Do you think he will get hired by the Broncos in the coaching staff?
He could get, I mean, if he wants to do that, it's going to be a question of what does he want to do? So I don't know. It's, I think here's the thing. If the Broncos manage to win the Super Bowl, that's the perfect way to go out. Turning 40, forget it. I mean, he has nothing else to prove. It would be ridiculous to stay and play football, even though he loves it. And could he also go into broadcasting? I think that's a possibility. You know, he has a sense of humor. He knows the game. I interviewed him a couple times, Jack, and he's really good on the air. When you ask him anything about football, he can break it down in 50 different directions. So he may have aspirations of doing that. I don't know. He doesn't talk about it because he wants to just focus on football, but he could pop up as a commentator too.
Just looking when he's playing, and unfortunately somebody sort of let the cat out of the bag to me on the result today. Because of the time difference of where I am and a commitment I had, I missed the game. Next thing I get a repeat of a Facebook message from a certain host of America Tonight who'll remain nameless and gave the game away.
Oh, that's too bad.
The ESPN will be replaying it in a couple hours. So I'll finally get down to sit and watch it. But, you know, the excitement's gone out of it. But then again, the excitement seems to be out of the Oscars for this year, too.
Yeah, the Oscars, and you know, the whole idea that there's not enough African Americans represented. But you know, here's the thing: the way Oscar is, half the people who have the vote are the people in Hollywood who are a lot of white people, and they're people in their 60s too. So who are the voting people? And you know, that's the part of the problem. If that's what you're looking for, you got to change the culture.
Well, I don't know. Hollywood has always been let's face it, radically left of center. And, you know, quite often over many years there have been a lot of token nominations. But let's face it, the Academy Awards is a reward for excellence. If you haven't been nominated, your films weren't good enough. And a lot of the films that, you know, the people that are complaining about it, the films that I've watched of theirs, I mean, their films were that bad, they didn't even deserve a token nomination. And it really does highlight the problem that's happening in the United States, where failure and mediocrity is, you know, there's this demand for failure and mediocrity to be rewarded.
Well, I hope that shouldn't be, but here's the thing. I saw the concussion. I thought the concussion was worthy of an Oscar nod. I saw the, I saw Straight Outta Compton, Jack, and I thought that was good. I thought it was good. I could see some nominations there.
I had to turn that off.
Not me.
So bad and so cliched. I mean, it was such a cliche of the gangster rap. It really didn't do anything to promote that style of music. Me coming from a music background in radio, yeah, these guys were, you know, it's a bit like George Takei now is a cliche of himself when he was in Star Trek. You know, the reality is that there is $9 billion wrapped up in black Hollywood stars. I mean, Hollywood cannot be punishing the African-American acting community too badly. Oprah Winfrey is worth about $3 billion. Will Smith, $250 million. Tyler Perry, $400 million. You know, Denzel Washington, $150 million. Morgan Freeman, $90 million. On and Spike Lee. Now, he's a big mouthpiece in this. You know, he's worth $40 million. He can't be suffering too badly in Hollywood. It can't be that racist if they are accruing these large quantities of money doing the job that they love. But black actors winning major awards in the last 20 years have picked up 12.8% of the major acting gongs over the last 20 years, which is in line with the demographics of the U.S. population. So they're not being unfairly penalized. Now, if we want to look at a racist award show, how about we have a look at the Black Entertainment and Television Awards?
Spoken like a man, always on a mission. I disagree with you. I disagree with you. I think here's the thing. I agree. Are there opportunities? Are there really wealthy, you know, black actors and singers? And absolutely. Are there more opportunities that are starting to open up? Absolutely. But I think when you look at the nominations, I call baloney on that. I do think that's right. We had the great Lisa Durden on the show, who pulls no punches, a pop culture expert, and I agree with her. She said the same thing. I think that there were a few misses there. I really do. I mean, come on, they nominate for Best Picture, what I thought was just a crappy picture, Mad Max Fury Road. I liked the original Mad Maxes, but I thought Fury Road was an abomination. So that, Tomorrowland was another one that was nominated. I mean, give me a break. Ant-Man for visual effects. I mean, even the visual effects of what I'm saying. So they're not even there for that. I have to disagree. I think there should have been a few nominees. I do think there were some snubs. But you do make a point. You got to look at the culture of the Oscars. It's political, Jack. That's the thing. So who's paying for the ads? Who's pushing for the nominations? It's the people who run the big, you know, who run the big studios. Who are those people? I think there are more opportunities, but all you have to do is dig a little deeper and talk to some of the younger actors. Thanks, Jack. We're up against it. And congratulations to your Broncos, because here in just a minute or two we got to step aside. But I think that I do think it's a little, and really honestly, do I care about Hollywood? Is this my issue? Is this my deal? Do I think that there are many points in our, you know, in our culture where there are cries of foul and people sometimes automatically go to the racist cry, and I think it's wrong? Absolutely. And nothing is more infuriating than to see sometimes what happens with Al Sharpton and where he's running down to protest, and then it turns out to be, whoops, forget about that, but never any apology. I just think of the Duke lacrosse players and how they were rubber stamped, and that was so wrong years ago. But here's the thing. With Hollywood, yeah, it's political. That's the deal. That's what it is. It's political. So who's running the show? Who's part of the Academy? That's what you have to look at. And there really is a push for nominations and taking out ads and putting them on big billboards and talking about the film, and box office a lot of times will also dictate that too. But see, Straight Outta Compton had a big box office, and I disagree with Jack as somebody who also did DJing in the music industry when I was in California. And I think that while it might not be my cup of tea, I am all about freedom of speech, and that relates to what I don't necessarily agree with in music or in literature or in whatever. And I think the story they told was just, here it is. This is what it is. We were kids. We did grow up in a rough and tumble, thuggy Compton, and we're not putting any giant spin on it. This is what happened. Boom, boom, boom. These are the things that happened. Boom, boom, boom. And I thought it was a really, really good film. All right, hang with us. I love it when we disagree, though, Jack. You know I love you. I love when I disagree with anyone. That's why I say left of left, right of right. You're invited to the show. True or false on the flip side.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
And do a fun little thing that we do when we invite Patrick Eggdorf on the air with us, our technical maestro, for a couple of our shows during the week, including this one, to play a little game called True or False. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Kate. How's it going?
So you're at the mothership, and we saw all this snow, ridiculous totals, 33 inches, you know, 25 inches, 26 inches. In other words, a ton of snow. Have you ever seen that kind of snow in Minnesota?
I must have been pretty young when it got to be about that, but when my parents were about my age now, they saw some snow like that. But
really?
26 inches is a lot of snow, no matter where you are.
It is a lot of snow. And because then you have to do with the removal of it while it's coming down, and then you have to worry about what happens afterwards and the refreezing. I think Monday is going to be a nightmare for a lot of the folks on the East Coast, and for some that are probably listening to the show right now, what I affectionately call our third shifters. They work at night. Either they get up in the middle of the night, or they're working through part of the night, or whatever it might be. As you know, I know there's a lot of cops that listen to us. I know there's a lot of firemen that listen to us. I know that there's also a lot of lawyers and professors. We have like a wide swath, and people have different hours now, and you might have had to go into an office, and perhaps you stayed home instead of go into the office. All right, so here we go. This is our first one. This is our first true or false. That's what we're looking for. So you've heard of King Tut, and King Tut, you know, there was a big exhibitions years and years ago, and there still is. There's whenever King Tut shows up and the treasures, wherever it is in the United States or somewhere else in the world, people will pay to go and see what the mummies are like and the opulent pieces and all of that. So is it true that because of a botched reattachment of the beard on King Tut's mask, eight museum employees are going to be charged with negligence in Egypt?
I'm going to say true for that one.
True is right. Yes, those employees will be charged. Apparently, King Tut's burial mask, which is displayed at the Egyptian Museum in Cairo and is considered a very valuable artifact, of course, there had been accounts of how the mask, blue and gold braided beard, broke off. And since its damage came to light, actually in 2014, a museum conservator said the beard detached when the mask accidentally fell during cleaning. It was quickly reattached with a strong adhesive, but the glue left a gap between the face and the beard. Others said the beard loosened with age, blah, blah, blah. So they dismissed the claims when they first started bubbling up, saying that the mask damage was unfounded. But then they opened an investigation because, you know, that's reckless. A piece of artifact 3,300 years old, you know, produced by one of the oldest civilizations in the world, for goodness sake, that's not a good thing. They just, apparently, the workers didn't follow the protocol you were supposed to follow. Ah, just grab that mask. Oh, hey there, just grab the mask. We'll just work on it, right? So because they didn't follow it, that's why that all happened. That's not a good thing when you're dealing with ancient artifacts. I mean, seriously, I saw the King Tut mask, and it was very, very cool, and I'm glad I didn't see it broken, and then I had to know that whole thing. I'm glad I saw it when it was, at least what I thought was a whole piece as a kid. So, I saw it in Chicago. It was just absolutely amazing. All right, we talk about flights, and, you know, we'll hear things about somebody being rambunctious during a flight, or we'll hear about some turbulence, and that causes broken bones and bruises, and luckily, knock on wood, I haven't been on too many flights lately where there was any kind of terrible turbulence. But true or false, seven people had to be hospitalized after severe turbulence aboard a flight to Italy, and this was an American Airlines flight from Miami to Italy. Did seven people have to be hospitalized?
I hope that's not true. I'm going to say false.
It is true. So what happened was American Airlines Flight 206 from Miami to Milan encountered this turbulence. It landed safely in Canada. There were paramedics there. They evacuated the passengers and crew. Three flight attendants, four passengers were taken to a hospital after that incident. I mean, that's bad turbulence. That's scary. If somebody's hurt with the turbulence, then that's not good. If they had to divert that flight, then it was serious enough that they were not, well, don't worry, we'll be okay, we'll get there. So it was serious enough that they had to do that, and that's scary to me. That means that people were flying something, and who knows, was it, you know, they didn't really say, they just said it was turbulence. And I think it's a miracle anyway when you think about it. You think about getting on those planes, and those planes, Patrick, just tons of metal shrieking through the sky. It's pretty wild to me if I think about it for too long anyway, how safe most flights are. All right, how about this? Leave it to ISIS. They released video of the Paris attackers. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
It is true. And, of course, anything to wave their flag. It's a gruesome propaganda video, and it shows final messages from the Paris attackers. The terror group has claimed responsibility for the November attack, which left 130 people dead. It was an 18-minute tape. It starts with a montage of news clips. Outlets reporting on the Paris attacks. It's highly produced and edited. It then shows the faces and names of nine people ISIS claims carried out the attacks. Then the final messages of what they call the nine lions who were mobilized from their dens to bring an entire country to her knees. And then they go on to report an audio message from the suspected ringleader of the attacks. And the messages of the other eight attackers were filmed outside of what appears to be a desert. None mentioned specifics of the Paris attacks, although some referenced the French locations like the Eiffel Tower and Champs-Élysées. And one man says the group was authorized to act by ISIS and by al-Baghdadi. So that's what that whole thing is. Just, again, why give them any more airtime? This is what you would expect would eventually come out, so it, you know, so it did. All right, so we move to our next one. What happens in the 140-character world sometimes gets reported on Twitter itself. Four Twitter big-time execs decided to leave the company, and they let everyone know through the magic of their own social media. That's how they resigned. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
I'm going to tell you that that is false. Here's what happened. They're all of a sudden, everybody's talking about Twitter. Everybody seems to use Twitter. News breaks on Twitter. And their share price has dumped, and they're having problems attracting new users. So four of the company's top execs are leaving, including product chief Kevin Wheel, head of engineering Alex Roeder, Katie Jacobs, VP of Global Media, and Skip Schipper, VP of HR. So, the CEO of the company said the four are taking some well-deserved time off, is what he said. And I guess they're burned out. They're exhausted. I'm exhausted. It's crushing. Growth has stagnated. What can we do to save Twitter? So, the shares have dumped like 23%, so that's not good. True or false, it's in the books. Thanks so much, Patrick. That was a lot of fun.
Always a bunch of fun.
Remember, you can email the show anytime you care to, americatonight.net.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.